Dear friends, today we begin Holy Week. We begin Holy Week by celebrating the Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. And today, in today's liturgy, two things stand out. The first is the carrying of palms, and the second is the reading of the Passion. And so today's liturgy is marked by two things. It's marked by both joy and sadness. It's marked by the joy of welcoming Christ the King triumphantly as he enters into Jerusalem. But it's also marked by sadness, the sadness of his passion. There was a great saint and doctor of the church in the 12th century. His name was Saint Bernard. Listen to these words that he preached in his homily for Palm Sunday. St. Bernard says, "How different the cries, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.' And then, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.' How different the cries are that now are calling him King of Israel. And then in a few days' time, we'll be saying, 'We have no king but Caesar.' What a contrast between the green branches and the cross, between the flowers and the thorns. Before, they were offering their own clothes for him to walk on, and so soon afterwards, they were stripping him of his and casting lots upon them." Dear friends, indeed, today is marked by joy and also sadness. We rejoice because this is the week that our Lord has come to save us. But we are also saddened because we realize that it's our sins, it's my sins, which crucified Jesus on the cross. Friends, this week is called Holy Week, and it ought to be the most faith-filled week of the year. What makes it holy is all that Jesus did during this week that changed the world, this week that forever made this world different because redemption has come. But Holy Week is also holy because it's supposed to make us holy. And it makes us holy if we follow Jesus closely, if we enter into the events of this week, from his triumphal entry into Jerusalem to his teaching in the temple, to the Last Supper, his prayer in Gethsemane, his arrest, torture, crucifixion, his death on Good Friday, his rest in the tomb, his descent into hell, and his glorious resurrection on the third day. Indeed, this week is marked by both sadness but also joy, because it is always through the sadness of the cross, it's always through the passion that leads to the joy of the resurrection. That is the joy that will never end. May it be so.